Hi, the ho everyone, my name is Mr. Fruit, and welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast. In today's episode, kind of hard to say what we talked about because we didn't write it down. We started talking,
and then we
90 minutes later,
we finished.
Here we are, recording the intro.
I had fun.
We talked about
PAX for a little bit.
We talked about a little bit about PAX.
And what we did at PAX.
Destiny's Puzzle at the beginning, Omega Wall.
We talked about
really interesting Patreon questions that led to just a bunch of tangents.
Yeah. That's why I love the Patreon questions. That's like my favorite part.
They lead us down bizarre roads.
You get to hear the extended Dream Team lore.
That's true.
And you get to hear about stuff. I really can't think about what we talked about.
We should really write down next time. Like, okay.
Yeah, we didn't this time. Yeah, but that's when people are like, oh, sick. It's like one of the best ones.
This is like a spoiler-free intro.
I literally like got here, sat down. Hi, Edie Hope.
Yeah. I had the room ready. I'm like, here we go. We're going in. I got to get to the gym.
And now?
But you got to get to listening to this podcast.
Oh, that's a good transition. Blue, help me out here. He makes it look so easy. It's hard. Like, this is it. Like, we're in it, by the way. Like, this is it. This is our intro.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast. I got to salvage this wreck.
I was trying.
It's a train wreck. Were you?
Yeah. The only 8-star rated podcast, and we're back, and we don't know. We should be on audio this week.
Maybe.
Should be.
Well, our guy at the studio was out, and then
they're always packed. Out. We're always out.
We had packed.
I'm the casual fan. They're always gone.
Listen, that was 2 weeks in a row of audio on time. Poor audio listeners, you hate us. It's not.
No, we love you. We love you.
We also just like to do things very last minute.
Yeah, but procrastination.
And for anyone that isn't us, i.e., our company, that doesn't really work, especially when they have weekends off. Depends on what I'm doing.
It's like school. Like, were you?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, really? Yeah. Same.
Habitual procrastinator.
Procrastination made me work harder, though. Like, I always was like, well, I gotta do it now. Like,
does that make you work harder? It's just like stress. It just stressed me out.
Well, it stressed me out. Because then it was like,
I don't have any other choice. It's either do it now or I don't get it done.
Yeah.
So then I get it done.
What about you, Blue? Are you a procrastinator?
It really depends.
Honestly. You procrastinated on that answer.
Oh,
I really never. Like in school, I would just get it over with. But
oh, really?
If I'm very interested in something, like super, like my brain has decided, yes, this is what I want to do, then I will. I'm literally least
What's take the two saying procrastination?
Oh God, the least procrastinative person.
Whoa!
Wow.
I think you just made that up. I don't think that's
not a word, is it?
I don't think that's like a word. And if I had said that, the whole world would have flipped upside down and said Rob's an idiot, but we'll give Blue a pass there.
I mean, I feel like all of us could say that. Like when it comes to Fruit's like a YouTube video, could you really say Fruit procrastinates on YouTube? Absolutely not. This dude turns these out.
No way.
Or with Rob.
But he does procrastinate when he does before he goes on vacation, but that's because he just has no choice.
That's more because you shouldn't be doing that anyway.
Yeah, it's essentially the same as school, except I didn't procrastinate. There's just literally so much work to do. I don't have a choice, and I pull an all-nighter.
That's like literally if school gave you like half a semester's worth of their work, and just like, all right, just do it by this weekend.
Do it tonight.
It's literally been on the syllabus since day one. Like, okay, well, just so you know, now you've got this. You've got the whole semester day before. Like, oh wait, we get to it tomorrow. That's finals.
I did that for my sports writing class. Oh, that was bad. I was like, go and interview somebody during out this whole semester. I was like, I have 2 weeks left. Like, I'm so screwed.
Now that you mention that, that was my least favorite thing about doing, because we had the same degree.
Yeah.
When we went to Colorado State University.
Go Rams.
It started journalism and technical communications, and for some reason, midway, they changed it to journalism and media communications. I don't know why. Or is the other way around? Doesn't really matter. I think it was JMC.
I went from JTC to JMC.
Yeah. Well, so the journalism part, I didn't care about that.
Yeah.
But the other part was like graphic design, film, editing, the interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm. They split that into the same degree?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
What?
Yeah, it sucked.
Why?
Don't ask me, man.
School, dude. And guess what? They charged me like $1,000 a day for that.
Like every day you show in the class, like we'll retweet.
Slight
retweet. Yeah, it was stupid, but so we had that. So that meant we had to take a certain amount of journalism things, like newspaper and all this kind
news
of stuff.
News writing sucks.
News writing. And here's the thing. It wasn't a hard class, and I'm not bad at writing.
Mm-hmm.
But when it all calls for, like, okay, so you have this thing due in 2 days. You need to go out and interview 10 people, these, like, businesses. I'm like, just thinking about it right now, it gives me anxiety. Like
walking into a business store and being like, hey, can I interview you guys?
I didn't want to interview. I didn't want to bother anybody. I didn't want to approach anybody I didn't know. Like, I was just like, please, no, I don't want to do this. And I'm like, I'm not going to be doing this. So yeah. Like, it's not like, oh, you'll get more comfortable. No, I don't. This isn't me. And so 9 out of 10 times, I think even you did it with me for a few times.
Like, now that I'm like thinking about it, I was like, I think I like
was
one.
We like faked to interview just friends and like change their name. Like,
I totally remember that now. Yeah.
My roommate, instance, his name was Corey, but I'd be funny. Like, all right, Corey, I got this interview. I'm not interviewing you. So pretend you're this person. Go.
Yeah, you are.
And they just give me like weird answers. I'm like, perfect. Okay.
Nailing it.
Done.
Yeah.
I was like, your name is Bob.
Yeah. I think I did that with like Blake. I was like, Blake, you are a mechanic. what do you like about it?
God, yeah, thinking about that right now. Oof.
But yeah, they'd always be like, go and find a student athlete to do that. They had that for like the whole semester, and I like waited. I was like, oh, God. I just interviewed some like track guy who's really cool about it.
Well, the thing is, I don't think I genuinely, maybe like one person throughout the whole semester, but every other one was flubbed and they never knew.
Oh, really? Who was the interview? Like, who did you go and what was it?
I think it was towards the end. I had to go like interview a teacher somewhere on campus, I think.
Okay, see, that's kind of it.
That one wasn't as hard too.
Because it's a teacher. Like,
yeah, and you like they have office hours. It's easy to find them, all that kind of stuff. But like random people.
Like a business. Hey, can I interview you guys about like why you enjoy this? They're like,
Or there's like, one back in Fort Collins. It's like, should females walking around be able to be shirtless? What are your thoughts?
Just like, go and asking people that.
Yeah, that was like when they were trying to pass that law because they did now or whatever. Uh-huh. You're supposed to ask. I was like, I don't want to do this. I get secondhand embarrassment from just watching people interview other people. Yeah. I don't need to experience
it. So when you see cringe happen, you cringe.
Oh, yeah.
So you avoid cringe at all.
You guys are meme
all
lords,
moments.
Though. You guys could meme that hard.
No. I don't think at that time I was
free
a meme
the
lord.
You free.
Hashtag free the titty or hashtag titty naw.
Yeah, I was probably a normie then, bro. I didn't really become like a meme lord till I met you, Blue. Like, you turned me into a meme lord. All the like dream
you're
team
our
guys.
Meme king.
Now, I used to be a normie. Like, Shark taught me how to Twitch chat, like PogChamp and all that kind
no,
of stuff.
No, you have to say that into the camera. I used to be a normie.
But I learned with better Twitch TV.
I was a normie.
Every day was hard, difficult. Oh. I hated my life.
I want to see this movie.
Then one day.
Is this the ad read? Or not the ad read? The
yeah, this
I
is.
I always say that. I always say ad read, but I mean.
Podcast review.
That review. Why can't I think about
it? I was
that?
Going to read one, but I got distracted.
Oh.
Not by what we were talking about. Over 2,000 ratings now. Thank you, guys.
2,000. 2,000.
Oh.
We're stuck at 5 stars on iTunes just because it won't let us go higher.
Okay. I don't. I've written in multiple times.
But I'm pretty sure we're like 8 stars. Okay.
It's because we go so far past the measurement that it doesn't show up on the measurement. So we're on the Fruit Dream Team GG Easy measurement. It's clear that we're the 8-star podcast once again.
This reminds me.
Makes more sense than Fahrenheit.
I haven't been able to watch Chernobyl since right before we went to PAX.
Oh.
But it reminds me. Blue, have you seen it?
I've already watched the entire thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, like, in the first episode, when he's like, get the counter or whatever, it's like 3.54. But that's as high as it goes. And he's like, 3.54? Okay, that's not very bad. But they're like, that's as high as it goes. Same with the podcast. Their counter can't keep up with our radiation.
Oh.
Or in this case, our rating.
I hate that little 1-star one, dude.
No, but look. We have a 4-star now.
Oh, my.
That's what distracted me. Are you kidding me?
I hate the 1 and the 4. Ugh.
Wait, but what if does the 4-star have a written rating? Because I'm actually super interested. Like, what if, like, they have, like, really valid criticism?
Yeah, they might. No. No.
I mean.
No valid criticism. No, see, and then if I bother to find the 4-star and read it right now, you know what everyone's going to do?
Write it 4 stars.
Give us 4 stars. No.
No.
We're biased
no,
here.
No, please don't.
5 stars, you don't get
read.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah. Actually, no, me. Yeah, five stars, you don't get red.
It's like the law. Five stars, you don't get red. But nah, but for real, though.
But
like,
I'm not
like,
joking.
We meme it,
I'm not
but
joking.
Like, come on. But like, unless like you actually have some real criticisms or something, and you're like a movie critic or something, I don't know. I have to ask you, like, did you like The Rise of Skywalker? If you say yes, then your opinion is immediately nullified.
Then just
we're immediately over.
I'm going to contact Apple. Can we delete this review?
What else did I hate about that movie?
don't even get. Oh, what?
Did you find the one? What are you?
I found the one star.
What?
It's literally just one star titled Balance, and it just says, I'll just balance out the rating here. Don't mind me.
That's not balancing.
Stan has a blog. No one reads it because you suck.
Wait, what? The balancing it out.
What the heck?
See, this is like the people who like in 2016 presidential elections. These are like the people that like literally wrote in Harambe. Yeah, this would be funny. My friends will think I'm the best meme lord. Guys, look, I voted for Harambe, and literally everyone's like,
"Blessed that I
did
that."
You do that? No one like, cares, bro. About that.
Like Harambe did.
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay, did you find the ad read after finding the one star, dude?
Pod or the review, not an ad read, Rob.
Why do I keep saying that?
Oh, I gotta read this one. This is an older one, but I've been scrolling. But look, the title of it is 1, 2, 7 stars.
Oh, that's cool.
This was before we got upgraded to 8, but I appreciate it.
That's really cool. That's big brain. I was like, whoa, they can like do that in the title?
That's 11 stars, or 12 actually, if you add them all.
Okay, nice.
Now we're 12 stars.
Okay.
This is from Curtis Sood.
Curtis Sood?
Curtis Sood. I don't know how you're supposed to say that. I've been a big fan of Fruit, Blue, and Rob for 4 years now. Haven't missed a Fruit video since the first Poke Watch. These three and the extended Dream Team are hilarious together and on their own. If you haven't yet, check out the podcast on YouTube. The reactions and expressions are priceless, especially Blue's face. Very true.
Yeah, I agree.
Very true. It's, I don't know how you hold that, man.
You always are like the most perfect shave every time I see you.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
How do you do that?
Yeah. Well, being emotionless tends to make your hand pretty steady for getting a proper shave.
Oh, okay.
Reminds me of like Christian Bale in American Psycho.
I've never seen that movie.
Really?
Yeah, that's like the one cut. That's the movie like with the meme. He has like the axe, right? Yeah,
it's all bloody.
Yeah,
have you seen it, Blue?
American Psycho? Who hasn't seen American Psycho?
Well, this guy,
me.
Wait,
me.
I thought you were talking. Oh,
no, I've never seen
it. He was like, okay, yo, what are you doing? Get out of here. First, you don't watch anime. Now you don't watch American Psycho.
Yeah,
like,
I watch anime. I
watch one.
Fix
the other two.
Animes. By the way,
Maybe gonna make it 4 one day.
Nah,
it's a big jump though.
I don't know. That's a lot
something
of animes.
Freaking eye.
Yeah, what's going on over there?
I don't know.
You're saying something's in my eye, but then you're scratching both eyes.
I know, but it's my OCD. If I scratch this, I have to feel like a.
What?
Otherwise, it feels uneven. It's not important.
You have to balance.
Yeah, just like that one.
Yeah, I was like, you're that guy.
No, I'm not that guy. That OCD messes that's messed me up. You keep it 5 stars, and we wouldn't have all these little blurbs at 4 and 1. I can't find the 4. But I'm going to find him IRL. I feel like you change that to a 5 right now.
Yeah.
And then we'll read it.
Can he like retroactively make it a 5 and then it takes away the 4?
Probably not, no.
Can you please make it a 5, the one star guy? Like, I don't
We're
like that.
We're begging you, dude.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like it when you do that.
Actually,
so please stop.
Keep it this way.
Oh.
Because as long as we only have 1, 4, and 1, you can add those to 5.
It almost makes the 5 stars look more impressive too, because it's like, whoa, like maybe that's like 101 stars,
but
we
have
like a gazillion 5 stars. Okay, but don't make 1 star.
Yeah,
stars,
wait a second.
Yeah, stop.
Wait a second. We're not really.
Yeah, I'm just trying to like make it supportive in my brain.
We're trying to rationalize it. Thank you very much for that review, and thank you very much to our Patreon supporters.
Oh,
we have our producers, of course.
The Stans.
The Stag. Omega Arts, Saith, and Big Sexy, or the Stag Omega Saw, Big Sexy Arts, the.
I like that one more. Or, yes, sir, sexy. That's just written it backwards. All of them backwards.
You said sexy, though. You just, like, you didn't even say it backwards.
But sexy forward is sexy backwards. It's one of those. Don't like, look at the word.
I don't think it's a palindrome.
Oh.
That's the word you're looking for.
Yeah.
Palindrome.
Wow, look at this guy, race car.
Hey, okay.
That's the only one I really know. Yeah. That's the only one I really know.
What's that one D1 hand cannon Blue that was a palindrome?
God,
not like literally
words.
Called palindrome, but it was like two different
And it was went forward the same backwards? It was a D1 gun?
Yeah.
That's how
But it was like two
it?
Different words, too. So at first, I didn't even realize.
What were the perks? If you know, if you tell me what the perks are and where it dropped.
Oh, okay.
I probably,
so like the God roll, you were looking for a rifled barrel. I have no idea.
I mean, I know there's literally the palindrome, but was I don't remember the.
Well, because there, I remember there was one. I just can't remember life, but the description literally was like something about a palindrome. Dude, it triggered me. Whatever.
Can we talk?
Wait, I'm literally gonna look this up right now while we're while you guys go over whatever you're talking.
Can
about.
We talk about the fucking puzzle was solved and they gave the gun that was in the roadmap away?
How are we gonna start with that? Because
yes, we have to. We have to. We have
to. I'm very interested in how you guys feel about this.
I think it is a fucking so classic Bungie, dude. Like, you gotta be. I didn't.
Out of touch.
That was so dumb and like so out of the realm of possibility. I didn't even think that that could have happened. Like, that's how dumb it was. And then to hear that that's what it was, I was like, there's. What are you doing, man? Any other gun, any other thing. That's the worst possibility that it could have possibly been.
Here's my view on it. Okay.
Okay.
I was disappointed for sure. And it seems like a lot of the people who did it weren't as disappointed just because they got to partake in the puzzle itself. But I don't know how they feel about the reward, because the biggest problem with the reward is the fact that they put it in the roadmap. And they said, hey, this is when it's going to happen. So we're like, oh, we'll get a quest then.
Yeah.
And then this mysterious puzzle shows up. So like, oh, this must be something not on the roadmap. JK, literally just the gun. It's a week early now. That's it for this season. Have fun.
Is it good?
Not really.
No.
No.
It's just
okay.
It's cool, though. Well, I mean, it's like... It's definitely unique, but
well, and I think
it's not like
the big problem they did too is that didn't they like take away like you don't have to run through that whole maze,
yeah.
Right?
The reset, you can just now anyone can go to Saint and just pick it up.
If I was the dudes who made the puzzle, why the fuck did I do all of that and like figure out the path if the people who are going to get the gun don't follow the path that I just spent 40 fucking hours or whatever it is, like trying to figure out? And now they can just go and like do the quest. Like, I think that sets like a bad precedent, because then like these cool people who like do all these puzzles that I'm not going to do. The next time this is something like this happens, they're not going to like want to do it. I mean, they will, but like,
yeah.
I think it'll be tainted in some sort of way to other people. Yeah. I can't do it. I can't. What do you think about it? Our resident Destiny 2 expert, Blue Westlow.
We know a guy.
I mean, the puzzle was super sick, and that was exciting to watch. And by exciting to watch, it means I didn't play Destiny for a week and came back and the puzzle was done.
Yep, sounds about right.
I mean, the puzzle was cool. Seeing everyone solve it was sick. Seeing like community puzzles, like everyone pitch in for it was pretty cool. I wish there was a more official way to do it. Like, everyone go to Bungie.net and plug
and, like,
it in.
And upload your screenshot or something.
Yeah, plug it into the site. And if yours works, then it'll go on the official Bungie map. And once the map's complete, wow, everyone look at this map and do the puzzle. And that would have been really cool. Mm-hmm. I thought that would have been way better than just hand it to a bunch of streamers and make it happen.
Yeah.
For me... The weapon definitely was not nearly as interesting as it should have been. Getting people were like making this kind of like lore based, canon type reference where it's like, oh wow, we literally pulled the gun from the future. And to I say, sick.
Oh, dude, no way. You're just making excuses. I'm sick. No way. People are really saying that. Like, we took it from the future instead of just, no, we were just way quicker than they really thought they could possibly.
You know what that
it.
Reminds me of? Like, excuses like that is when I was in graphic design.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, here's this art. And she goes, it kind of looks basic. I'm like, well, actually, it resembles, like, my emotions. And
oh, my God.
You just, like,
I want
make
to be straightforward.
Yeah. Like, well, I went with minimalistic, not because it's all I can artistically do, but because simply because, you know, it, no,
it
it's the same
fits.
Thing. It's like Bungie's like,
just works.
Oh yeah, yeah, you pulled it from time, dude. That's crazy.
This is really the first time we've ever had like a puzzle this big to be rewarded by something that we already knew about.
Yeah,
you could say the same for like Whisper and Outbreak, but at least those like we didn't have in the game. Like,
Outbreak like wasn't even like data mined or anything, right?
We didn't know this existed, and with this game, I mean, with this puzzle, it was like, we literally saw it in the time. I think if we didn't know this game was coming out, it would have been way cooler. But the fact that they spoiled it is really depressing.
Wow, did you watch your own videos?
Like, oh,
are you literally
okay.
looking back in the palindrome video to see?
Yeah, maybe I was mistaken. Maybe it's the description for the gun.
So I can tell you right now, it wasn't the description of the gun.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, a palindrome is a word or phrase that reads the same forward as it does backwards. The flavor text for palindrome hand cannon reads, "Draw, oh coward," which, you guessed it, reads the same forwards and backwards. So it was in the flavor text of palindrome.
Yeah, it must have been actually, I could have sworn there was a gun, though, that all... I'm probably...
Like the name of the gun.
Yeah, I'm probably mistaken, though. That's probably what I was thinking of.
Oh. Maybe you saw that and you're like, oh my god, wow, draw, oh coward. Oh my god, I love
so
that.
So the Bastion, oh so what's after the Bastion now? Because like, if the Bastion was on the
next
roadmap,
season, I guess.
Next, was it the last okay, thing but... on the thing? Is there anything after the Bastion?
Crimson Days, I think.
Oh, okay, so after that's Bastion, you too. I'm not. No. Oh, come on. You left
after Bastion,
Crimson
there's
Days.
Supposed to be this event
that?
Called the...
We're 20.
No, that's your guys' thing. Dolphin Deer, yay.
We haven't done doubles in like 2 years, so
yeah, but that's bad. Exactly. I haven't done doubles with him since like Call of Duty.
Oh, well, that's more recent.
Yeah,
but... that's pretty recent. Also, yeah,
yeah,
see,
we
it's not Destiny. Doubles. See, that's you guys' thing.
You've gotten more doubles than me in the past 2 years. So.
Yeah, so that's why you should do Crimson with him. Not
I don't
me.
Even think we've done. Have we done Crimson Days in D2?
No.
I don't think so.
That sounds awful.
That
sounds bad. I remember the first Crimson Days was just the worst ever. Just supers. I forgot what it was. Like Warlock Self-Res would like be the last alive and you couldn't kill it. It was like a final boss. It was insane.
Raid boss.
Basically, what we're saying is there's nothing really left this season. I'm going to be
yeah.
honest with you.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's the Empyrean Foundation, which is supposed to be some event. I don't know what that event entails, so it could be like a really fun thing.
I doubt it.
That comes out on the 4th of February, which is 2 weeks from now.
Okay.
And then some Sundial boss, blah, blah, blah. And then Crimson Days, and that's it. So
let's get it.
This has been a season.
So it sounds like more Temtem. I keep hitting the stupid microphone. More Temtem. Call of Duty, Battlefront, and literally anything except Destiny until next season.
Yeah, I agree. I haven't played Destiny like at all since, I think, since the raid. Like,
yeah.
That was probably the last time I really played Destiny.
Well, that's the one thing that'll motivate me to just grind.
Is
like a day one raid.
Oh, there's nothing like it. It's the best.
But then, like, when we did it, like, after that, I'm like, I don't want to play Destiny for a while now. Like, that was good. I just played way more Destiny, like, 5 days, and I... that I have in the past like year.
Yeah.
So I'm good. I'm tapped out. But it is always fun.
Whatever. You're on your Temtem grind, bruh.
Dude, literally every Tuesday, I'm literally booting up D2 to play some raids.
Okay. But then every Wednesday, Thursday, life. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, you are grinding Temtem.
Okay. That's fair. But like, I still like
my problem with raiding Blue is just like I just don't fucking care. I just don't care about the drops. Like,
and that's fair. Like, no one really cares about the drops.
But it's camaraderie, Rob.
We just boot it up to play with the buds at this point.
Yeah, and like I love playing games with the buds, dude. Just not Destiny. Like I would play anything with you guys other than that. I mean it. You guys say golf it, I'm there. TTT, I'm there.
What about my favorite turn-based game?
Is it a card game?
You should try Legends of Runeterra.
I was actually about to talk about that. Have any of you played Runeterra?
No. He's been grinding, but I haven't.
I have. Have you, Blue?
No.
It's dope.
Yeah, you like it.
There's a few problems with it currently. I'll quickly go over it.
Mm-hmm.
So Legends of Runeterra, for those who didn't know, is a card game from Riot Games, their first official second video game. They technically had Teamfight Tactics, but that was arguably still a part of League of Legends.
I would say like TFT is more so like of its own game than this. It's a card, like it's still using all the same properties. Why? How is this not League?
I mean, TFT is more like a side mode from...
That'd be saying like Hearthstone isn't a game compared to World of Warcraft.
Okay.
I mean, they had to literally create an entire card game mechanics, how that would all work. I mean, the only thing they take is like names and designs of
characters. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Like just the champions, really.
Okay.
Teamfight Tactics, I would think it's more like a mod. I mean, that's how like Auto Chess came out. Because, I mean, I would say Teamfight Tactics is a new game, but a lot of people argued that because it's still like in the League client.
It's still League of Legends.
Yeah, it's still League of Legends. But anyway, new game. It entered open beta yesterday. Yeah, so January 24th. Anyone can access it. Progress won't be getting wiped anymore, which is cool.
Oh.
And it is, I would say it's in between Hearthstone's approachability and Magic the Gathering's depth.
Okay.
It's like in the middle.
That's nice.
I like it. And the thing they're going to with is that it's like the most fair economy-wise card game. In fact, like right now, there's not even a way to like buy packs or anything.
I was just about to ask, like, can you buy packs yet or anything like that? Okay.
So it's all supposed to be mainly driven by just in-game. And you can pretty much get everything you want as long as you play. And then most of the revenue is driven by cosmetics. You can like change what your game board looks like, and it comes with like different music and effects.
Do the cards have skins?
No, but I'm sure that's coming.
Coming, okay.
And then you also have your, I think they call it Little Legend 2 in this, but he's like on your game board. Normally it's a little Poro, but like I got a T-Hex. It's like a mechanical T-Rex. It's super cute. You can like interact with them.
So there's more ways to waste my money.
Yeah, exactly. And so that came out. I played early access a little while ago when it was like closed alpha or whatever.
I didn't get in.
And I really like it. The only problem people are having currently is it's so hard to grind multiple things right now. Like everyone feels like their first deck they craft has to be the perfect one because currently with the economy and stuff, there's no way
to build a second one.
Like, yeah, like once you've built one, like even me, like I'm pretty much out. That was it. And the first one I
out of what? Like dust sucks. Or crystal? Like
they have like shards is what it was called if you want to craft, but you can also get wild cards, which are like if you have a common wild card, you can craft any common card. Unfortunately, the first one I crafted, I was like, oh, this looks cool. It sucks.
Bad card.
Yeah, so now I'm kind of stuck. It comes with some starter decks, which aren't terrible. But the main one I like, too, is Expeditions, which is the equivalent of, like, Hearthstone's Arena. You get two trials, and whichever one has the most wins is what you get your reward based off of. And your boy went flawless first time.
That's, what, 7-0?
Uh-huh.
I saw your tweet.
Well, so the way they do it, so it wasn't 7-0. So you have seven wins you can get. And when you lose a game, if you lose the next one,
you're
out. At any point you lose two in a row, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
So you can lose one, win one, lose one, win one, lose one, win one. You could do that forever if you wanted to. And then at the sixth game, to go on to the perfect win, you only have one shot. That's a win or lose. And we pulled it out.
Nice.
So the reward was cool.
What was the reward? Fun. Like, what do you get from that?
Like a champion capsule and something else, like pretty rare stuff.
Now, what's a champion capsule? Like, was that the equivalent of like?
So, like champion capsule.
Is that a legendary?
Yeah. So it came with like a common, rare, epic champion wild card, and champion wild cards are the most expensive. It's like a legendary. And then so like a lot of shard and all this other stuff, which is dope because champion wild cards are the hardest to come by, obviously. But I've been enjoying it. The actual strategy of the game I really like. Because you like take all these mini turns and you get to react to what people are doing sometimes. And there's a lot more to your turn than it seems like. Like, do I attack immediately so they don't have anything to reply and then play stuff? Or do I play stuff, get greedy, build a bigger board, see if they have any replies, blah, blah, blah. The whole like defense mechanism where you can choose who to bring up to defend your health.
How do you win?
So they have, you each have 20 health of your Nexus. Essentially like 20 health for your character or whatever, and if that falls to zero you lose.
Okay,
so it's essentially like Hearthstone,
but I thought like they knocked down like towers and stuff, like so it's just face.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
2D face.
All right, sweet.
And well, that's why I'm saying it's like a hybrid of Hearthstone and Magic.
How long do each game last? Like
I would say depending on the deck, anywhere from like 7 to 20.
That's not bad. That's like pretty normal.
And yeah, I'm just all about it right now. Plus, I'm on that grind because that's the current issue with the economy. Is it is very fair and like
balanced,
rewarding, and that like it's almost everyone's gonna just play free to play.
Yeah,
but it's also like, if I don't get these quests done today, I'm missing out on this amount of XP.
It's like that grindy. Like, you have to...
Because they have a weekly vault. So every week on Tuesdays, it resets. And all the XP you gain that week starts to upgrade this weekly vault. And then you can max level the weekly vault and come Tuesday, able to open and then you have get whatever crazy stuff. Right. So, and the main bonuses you get are from like different quests and PvP bonuses every day that decay after a couple of games.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, my quest reset. And then, I can reroll this.
That video can wait till tomorrow.
Like, yeah. So,
are you going to make a video on it?
I made one a while ago.
Uh-huh.
I didn't do crazy. It will probably just be one I either just stream for fun or I bought my own.
Yeah.
Sure.
But I think you guys should at least try
it. Oh, I'm going to try it for sure.
You is know what else is version? Fair?
What?
This ad read.
Oh, hey. Good job, Blue.
Very fair.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try fume.com/GG.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the GG Over Easy podcast. And quick aside from what we were talking about, took a quick poop break.
Ew. No, stop. No.
That's all there had to do with poop.
Okay. You literally pulled out your phone. You're like, I took a poop. And I was like, he's going to show me. I was like, no.
Okay. To be fair, you're the one that wanted to see it. Yes, I didn't show it to you.
I did. I wanted to see it, but like, good Lord.
I saw some memes on subreddit from the Reese's video. And I saw this a lot in the comments as well, but this guy's like, I love the video, but holy crap, can I not stand people calling them Reese's? They're Reese's.
They're Reese's.
Well, here's the thing.
I call them Reese's.
Yeah, I admit that you're right. It's Reese's, but I call them Reese's.
Oh, so Reese's is right.
Reese's is definitely correct, but...
Yeah, because it's, with the apostrophe, it's possessive. So technically, they're Reese's. Is like the Reese's.
Yes, he owns that.
Those are his. Yeah, but
which is very weird.
Growing up, I just always heard Reese's, and when I look at it, I just immediately think Reese's. I don't know.
Yeah, so I say Reese's.
You're right, but I'm still gonna say Reese's.
Yes, it's like Jif and Gif. I say Jif.
What?
Yeah,
our friendship's over.
What?
I've become so, see the problem.
I say Jif.
I see so many people say Jif. No, I just thought I say Jif now.
What? Man of GIF. Culture as well.
It is still a GIF.
No, it's
so GIF. Unfortunately, J-I-F. The literal creator was like, yo, it's Jif.
Yeah, but just because he made the word doesn't mean he understands how English works, okay?
Wait, but then you just said to that guy that you know he's right. So why can't you know that he's right? He literally made the word.
No, but that doesn't... That's not how English works, though. Like, the reason peanut butter is Jif is because there's a J.
No.
Yeah. Like, when you start G, it's hard. Gif. Golf.
Gif.
I don't know other G words. For some reason, I went GIF, golf, and then I thought of like gastrophobic or something. I don't know. What'd you say?
You guys ever some Jolf?
Jolf?
Yeah. I love some Jolf. I'm just saying.
Jogurt? I love Jogurt.
That was rough, man. I did it, though. I was pretty proud of doing 30. I thought that was pretty good. Now that I look back on it.
God, that's so hilarious.
But people are like, how sick? I wasn't that sick. Yeah. Except the worst part about it, which you don't get to see, dude. Oh my God, I was so sad. So like they went to Shake Shack before and I was like, Eric was like, do you want like a burger and fries?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, dude, that'd be great. Cause like I want substance at some point. Like I should eat something other than 30 Reese's.
Want fries.
So like we do the video. And Dado, his inner mother Levi gets out and is just like, we're cleaning this place right now. So he's like, we're cleaning. And I was like, all right, we'll
That's
clean.
Pretty accurate.
Yeah, it was like, we're doing it. He and like, I was like, all right.
Pulled out his like apron, yeah. Like the feather duster.
All the animals came through the through the house to clean with him. And he's just going through. It was beautiful.
We were the animals.
I was like, I'm not going to fight this. So I'm like helping and stuff and everything's clean. I'm like, all right, let me eat my Shake Shack. Someone like threw away like my dinner. And I was like, and then like, I didn't want to be like actually pissed, but I was so mad. I had to pretend like I didn't want to throw that whole house into a nuclear bomb. Like I swear.
100% happened. Because
everyone's like, rip, yo, that sucks. And I was like,
okay, I wasn't like,
die.
I was trying to be reasonable. I was like, to be fair, it's probably in a plastic bag in the trash can outside.
Very true.
So like, if you want to.
If I wanted to, yeah. And then Christian was like, I'll DoorDash you something. And then at that point, I was like, nah, I'll just go.
I wasn't like, rip. I was like, I'm not my boy.
Yeah, I was like, at that point, I was just like, I have a headache because I ate 30 Reese's.
I hate you all. I'm going to bed.
Yeah, I hate you all. I'm going to bed. And then the next day, I actually ended up eating like a cheeseburger at like 8 o'clock at the airport.
Dude, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And then Chris and I had the same flight. The last time I saw you, it's actually hilarious. It was like a scene from a movie. We were going into the train and it was sardines in there, man. You guys were all crammed. I literally like went in, I went, nope. And I like went back. Christian went,
I was like, where did I go? And I look out the window and Rob's just like, bye.
I was like, nope. And then Christian just went. It's so funny. PAX was tight, though. I had a really good time. PAX South is really cool. It's, like, on the smaller side.
Well, it's because you have just went this first time.
Yes,
and I've gone since its inception. Just get small every time. And this was no exception.
Was the first time you went the biggest it's ever been?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That one felt the most like PAX. And then after that.
That's the only one I was really attentive for. And that one was actually surprisingly big.
Yeah. That one was everyone realized, oh, wait a minute, what are we doing here? And then they all backed out.
Yeah, I
like... Because, like, first year, there was, like, Sony.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, Sony was there. They had some things. There's, like, a couple, like, AAA developers.
Dang.
And then some AA's.
What year is this?
And then Mixer had to come in.
That's what I was saying. When Mixer's the biggest thing you got at your convention...
Is that what... That was the biggest, like,
it
thing.
Was.
And then, like, there was, like, Mixer meetups. And I was just like, oh, shit. Like,
that's me.
Yeah.
And they had a sign, like, oh, Lupo and Lachlan. Maybe. And somebody's, like, doing some Fortnite thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that has to be over, like, stream. I was like, they're not going to buy. Who's going to bother to come out here? I guess they did, which means PAX South spent too much money on those. They certainly didn't get the return on that. But
Lupo was, like, half the budget.
Yeah. Lupo's like, all right, yeah, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I will go.
Yeah, of course. Meanwhile, we just played board games.
Yeah, that was sweet. Captain Sonar was fun.
Frustrating, but fun.
Yeah. Well, like, I was the captain first.
You should explain the game.
Oh, God, it's really hard to explain. So, like, there's a team of four versus another team of four. they all have their separate roles, and you're like running a submarine. So you have a captain, a first mate, an engineer, and a radio caller. Now the radio caller just listens, or well, the captain says where the ship is going to go, and basically determines everything.
Well, we should so that we're set up like across the desk with a divider, so we can't see everyone else's.
It's like a,
the
it's
other
like
team.
A, it's like a IRL battleship, like just constantly going.
But like a much more in depth.
So the captain like chooses where to go, but every time they go somewhere, it like hinders something that the engineer has to cross out on their sheet. So you have to like check in with your engineer where you can go and stuff. But like you have to say like I'm going north. So the problem was is like the radio analysis person is supposed to like listen to the other team and try and track
spot their course.
Like try and figure out where they could possibly be on this map.
But your team struggled with that a little bit.
Claire would be our captain. I was decent. I was not very.
You got
like,
better towards the end. Yeah. I had to like help you at the beginning.
Yeah, like, so I'd be like, "So are we going east or are we going west?" And then so I would be like, "West." Like I wouldn't do that.
So I'd be like, "East or west?"
Yeah.
West.
So right. Like Claire's like the captain, and you just hear like,
going east,"
and then
or not even really. It was just like, "Can we go north? North? Can we go north? Can we go
well,
east?"
Christian,
you're there was no confirmation.
Are you?
I was the captain.
Oh, okay, so
that
Datto
one.
Was the
and Datto's just like. What?
That was so, and we won every time too, except the one time when I was captain.
I think we won the first one.
Yeah, because Claire gave me bad info because I could have killed you guys with a direct impact, but I did it one before you guys when I could have done two.
The radio is the most important.
The radio one is the most fun, I think.
Because like we would have won that last game, because every time we were ready, we had torpedoes, and every time, radio was wrong, so we just missed.
I would give that on my like board game tier list, Talisman being S tier and Operation being F tier. I'd give it like B.
It was
like,
fun.
Yeah, I had a good time. It was fun.
Very hectic. And you can like choose to play in turn-based or real-time. And Danielle was like, "Oh, we got to do turn-based. This sounds too much." I'm like, "We're doing real-time. We're just going into this." And it was way better. I think it was way better
for
real-time.
Sure. Yeah.
It was hectic. No one knew what was happening.
Did you have a favorite board game you played at PAX Blue?
Yeah, it was fucking Shards of Infinity. That's just dope.
You're two in a row.
I still didn't even
play
that.
PAX out.
Oh, you didn't even play
it?
Well, because I was at the Spurs game, I think, when you guys were playing it. Yeah.
Well, funny you mention that. I ordered the expansion. It's coming tomorrow.
Oh.
And then I have it here, so we can play whenever.
Okay. Well, I figured we'd
watch
the Super Bowl.
I literally only got to play it one
time,
so I'm pretty fucking mad. But, I mean, that's fine.
Well, the problem
was
we
played more, but
well, I thought so too. But then we had so many other games, and then when we were at PAX, everybody wanted to play new stuff, different stuff. So it just never.
Boo! Shards of Infinity.
But
I played Settlers of Catan. That was fun. That was cool.
Isn't it Catan?
Catan. Which I don't know. Catan. I say
and
Settlers of Catan.
You I don't know if you were in the news, but Daniel.
Oh no,
Dada
I
were.
Was.
Oh, you were?
I was. This guy like walks up. And Datto rolls a six. He goes like, six dicks. And then this guy's like walking up. He's like, "Hey, can I like put a mic next to you guys? And like, I like just kind of record you guys like playing for like a little news piece." And we were like, "Oh yeah, dude, for sure." And then like we walked away. He walked away and he's like, "Yeah," we're like, "Oh God, we don't really know what we just signed up for." And that's when like we were like, "Hot mics are hot, by the way." I was like, "Mics are hot."
So, I was so confused. I was like, "What?"
Yeah,
someone like live streaming? Like?
Yeah, someone had like, he like put like a little microphone. But like, it was like Mike Wazowski in Monsters, Inc. You know how, like, when he's, like, standing on TV, the logo, like, covers him and you could just see his arms and legs? It was literally just, like, the back of my head, like, just this right here. And so I was...
I'm famous.
So Danielle and Datto, like, they're, like, talking in it and you just see the back of my head and I was like, "I was on TV!" Like,
it was actually really funny because a lot of people apparently message them. They're like, "Yeah, we saw you on TV." And then my dad, of all people, was like, "Hey, I think I saw your friends on TV."
Oh, no way. Your dad watches Dallas 9 or whatever it is? I don't know.
He was like, "What are you talking?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And he's like, "Yeah, your friend who has like the white hair and his..."
The white hair.
White hair and the girl with the pink hair. And I was like, "What are you..." Oh my God. Dad and Danielle were on TV. I didn't even know.
This is incredible.
Rob was too. He just kind of...
He forgot that part.
He just forgot that part.
And then
the
back of Rob's head, Poggy.
Yeah, he was like, and the back, beautiful man, back of his head. Should have got more screen time.
But that whole bit they did, though, just encapsulates what I was talking about with the news writing and stuff. It was so cringe.
Oh yeah.
Plus he's that guy that's way too excited, and then two, also doesn't know his thing, so he's like playing it up as if everyone at the thing's like a kid.
Yeah.
Or something like
what nerds. Do you like about PAX?
Yeah. Games.
Yeah.
What do you like?
Yeah.
I played Pong when it came out. Like, all right, boomer.
He's like,
no. Aside from that,
I'll have to find a link to that or that story or something.
Yeah, find something.
Yeah, I'll put it.
The food, as always, was delicioso.
I do it again for my people.
Rob doesn't have a proper.
I thought that place palette. We ate at where I had like the tequila. Like,
you also like four tequila deep, I don't listen to you.
Hammered.
We literally.
But like good hammered. Like I was not like, woo, but I was like, woo.
To be fair though, that's what most people go to Mitiatos for at this point.
Yeah.
To get fucking hammered on Mexican drinks.
Yeah, it was tight.
Well, I don't know if you heard him, but we like sat down. And was it Arios? Or who was
Arios.
He was like, you want to do a tequila shot?
No, I asked him originally.
Oh, okay. So yeah, they're like, all right, we'll do like one tequila shot. It was just Rob and Arios. And Rob's talking and stuff. And like, do the first shot. He's like, okay, whatever we do, I just can't have like four or whatever. He's like,
I can't have more than three.
Yeah, like, I can't have more than three. Because he's like, then you don't want to be around me.
Yeah, like nobody.
And what does he do? Order more than three.
Well, I get to three. I get to three. I'm like, cutting it. And then Arios goes, hey, Rob. And I look at him. And he goes, you want to do another one? And I'm not going to say no to Arios while I'm three tequilas deep already. Like, what's a fourth one? But like, now I can raise it now. Because now I can see that I can handle a fourth one. That was kind of a test.
Well, maybe, though, you also weren't at high altitude.
Very true, too.
Oh.
Very true. Man, maybe I could have had like seven while I was down there. I was pretty hammered, though. But
that you was were feeling pretty good.
San Antonio
oh,
was.
Oh, my God. And then the Uber ride.
Oh, Claire told me about that.
It was, oh my god!
Okay,
terrifying.
How was that terrifying? Oh, I mean, like he almost ran a stop sign. I was like, yo, we're gonna die.
Killed
like,
us.
Yeah.
And, good lord. So we have Rob, four tequila deep man up here, in the passenger side with
taking one for the team, dude. Because you know, if you ride in an Uber, the rule is if you're in the front seat, you got to have a conversation with the Uber driver. That's just how it is. Exactly. You just have to do it. Because if you're in the backseat and you don't say anything, it's not like rude and it's not like weird.
Had I known this was going to happen, I would have taken the front seat. But we were with, I think his name was like Eduardo. And pretty, I think like he talked about, he was like born and raised in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Came to San Antonio recently in the past mm-hmm. couple years or whatever.
Yeah.
Really thick accent.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of broken English.
Yeah.
And older, on the older side.
Yeah, very.
And
he's just doing the best.
Yeah, he's grinding.
He is. Yeah, I respect it.
Grinding.
But he doesn't need a driver's license. Find another way to grind.
He literally he almost ran a stop sign. I was like, yo, we're going to die. He's like, we're okay. And I was like, all right.
So we start and Rob's just being ridiculous. We're kind of talking amongst ourselves for a little while. And then for some reason, Eduardo just kind of, he starts talking about, I think.
No, he starts talking like he just, we're on the freeway and it's like a fork. Like it's going like east or west, right? Never eat sagu. Yeah, so it's
right.
East or west. Like it's just, you get one or the other. And he like looks at me and he goes, so do I go east or west? And it like, mind you, it's like 350 feet in front of me. Like I got to make a choice now. And I was like, east, bro. Like, or no, I was like, west, like west. And he like, okay. So like, he like gets in the west and like goes. And then we're like taking this long way. And he's like, oh, you told me to go west. And I was like, oh, I meant east. I was like, oh man, like that sucks. And I was like, he's like, this is like kind of like your fault. And I was like, no, it's not mine. Like, I'm not going to put this all on me. Like, you kind of threw me under the bus. I was like, I'm going to make it 70% you, 30% me. Or how about 60-40? I was like, I'll take 40, you take 60. And he's like, okay. And I was like, all right, thank you.
Mind you, Rob, the guy doesn't actually sound like this. Like, I can barely understand what he's saying.
Very thick accent.
And it all starts with, he goes like, you can never trust these GPS things. And that's when he's like, east or west or something like that.
Yeah.
I was like, what do you mean you can't trust it? So what should have been like a 7-minute ride back to our Airbnb was 23 minutes.
Yeah. Was it really that long?
Yeah. Well, I don't even know where we were at some point. I think
it's so funny. It's so funny because I took Danielle and Dado to Quick Trip because she wanted to see if she can get like this drink specifically. And I even take like a wrong turn to get to the Quick Trip. So we have to take like a small detour. We literally take a detour, go to the Quick Trip, then take the long way back home because we have to take all the back roads. And like, we literally get there just after you guys get home.
It was one of those moments. I get out, trip. You like kiss the ground, like, thank God.
Oh, it was a good trip. Get me out of that. I had a good time. And then he was like talking about some restaurant. And then I was like, oh, no, like, yeah, I go out there.
It was a restaurant.
Oh, yeah. He talked about something. He's like, do you go there? He said something. He was like, oh, that's like, you go there? And I was like, and then like, the last thing I want to do is make somebody feel like I don't care about what they're talking about or like make them feel weird. So I'm not going to be like, what the fuck did you just say? Like, I'm going to be like helpful. And I was like, yeah, I eat there like every like Tuesday, man. Like, what about you? And then he's like, yeah, I get like the, like,
well, no, he was like, you've been,
yeah,
like, you didn't understand what you're talking about. You're,
yeah,
like, yeah, I get like the enchiladas or something. And he goes, enchiladas? Like, it's clearly not a restaurant.
I don't know what it was to this day.
And he just,
I just didn't want to feel weird.
And then he's just like, oh,
he was like
I love mole.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's great.
And chile. And then you start naming foods.
Yeah. And then I was like, hell yeah, those are fire. And
then, yeah, I love enchiladas, bro.
Yeah, I was like, that's sick. I was like, it's fucking fire.
And then Rob's wondering why, like, he thought stoplights are like the size of his body,
oh,
but
dude,
they look like a penny.
No, so like, or, you know, like the size of a stoplight, like they look small, right? Like, yeah, because they're high up, dude. But if like you put a person up to a stoplight, it's like the size of the person. Like, they're huge. Like, they're like 5 foot.
We got Rob telling this to Eduardo in the front.
Among and then like, people. And then the people in the back the whole ride, anything I say is...
No, because we just could not believe. And you can't tell because you were in the middle of it, but it was bizarre. Terrifying. I wish I had just recorded that. It was, yeah, it was like a mix of terrifying. Not to mention, we come to a four-way stop. And this guy doesn't...
He's
he just blares it.
He
and then
goes.
In the middle of it decides to skirt.
He's like, go.
Because there's another guy at the stop sign to his right.
That's when I was like, we're going to die.
Yeah. And then he like is flashing his lights, like waving the guy, come on, what are you doing? And if I'm the other guy there, I'm just like, go ahead, please.
Dude, yeah, it was wild. I literally couldn't hold in. I was like, we're dying. He's like, no, we're good. He's like, we're good. We're good. He's like, come on, let him go. And then he's like, come on. And I was like, get me out of here.
Okay, he's the only,
you know,
driver I've ever
wild?
Given something except for 5-star.
Really? You didn't give him 5?
1-star.
Wow.
Because he should not
so
be driving
that
people.
Dude from our podcast.
I have given a 1-star though before. I have given a 1-star.
I gave it for driving and GPS. He didn't follow any GPS and his driving was bad. So.
Yeah.
What is not 1-star?
What?
This ad read.
Hey,
oh, wait.
How do you not see those coming by now?
I don't know.
And welcome back. The GG Over Easy Podcast episode
24.
I want to say 24. Yeah.
No, I think it's 23, right?
No, I think it is 23.
This is our Michael Jordan game.
Because you had a sweatshirt last week that had 23 on it. And someone's like, Rob should have worn that for 23, not 22.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
That's like,
which, by the way,
old soccer jersey.
You broke the sweater or
see,
the hoodie
but,
season.
But okay, here's what I'm saying. If a thistleweed and a tumbleweed are the same thing, a sweatshirt and a hoodie are the same thing. So they classify underneath the same thing. So shut up. Yes, it is. That's exactly how it works.
That's not even comparable.
Yes, it is.
I love the guy that tweeted me, though, or tweeted us, like the Google Trends. And he's like, here are Google searches for Russian thistle or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And like the day and day after podcast, like just a massive spike. I was probably like, what the fudge are they on about right now?
Russian thistles.
Should have never been a thing.
It's just
a tumble.
Would you
no,
like to read our Patreon supporters on the phone?
On the phone?
Right?
Oh.
Don't you have that list?
Hello, first caller.
Oh, that'd be sick if we had callers. That'd be Monka-esque, though.
It is a little Monka-esque. Well, it might be a little bit better since we're not live.
That's
when it's Monka-esque.
Meme-y, so I feel like that'd be just a dangerous game we'd play.
True, but like when there's like live streamers doing like those, I'm like, that's
Monka W.
You're getting that's like a
you're asking for
you're
trouble.
Playing like Russian roulette right now. And I am finding these names.
You'll never believe you. I haven't looked at the question since like posting on the Patreon. I swear to you, I have not looked. You will never believe what the first question is on here. You will not believe it.
Hit me with it.
Okay. So we're going to start with our questions.
Wait, well, let me read these real quick.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you very much to Wayne NG, Brandon Smith, Beanard, Sean, Logan Boyd, Throne Lisinski, Chris Yeager, Blake Russell, Dev Hall, Jen Blanche, Maria Brenius, GP Hash, and Benjamin Thomas for your support on the podcast.
Thank you
and the Patreon.
And then thank you, Bigger Stands. Bigger,
the biggest of stands. Yes,
thank you. Okay, this question is from N.A. Barry.
Right?
Yeah. Have you heard of the theory going around that your balls have taste buds?
Oh.
If so, have you tried it or will you try it? I am not kidding you. That is the first question on here. I didn't scroll anywhere.
I bet.
That is the first one.
I bet you.
It's like the
Claire
easiest bait of all time.
Supported like the podcast. Just God. So she could post it. For I'm pissed.
No, yes, we have heard it, and I have had multiple requests to try it, and I have turned every request down. I don't want to try
start
it.
Start up the OnlyFans.
It's just weird. I don't know. Like the act of teabagging into something, I don't even want to try. It's just like. Well, it's just like the awkward angle, just like stretching my legs out like a crab and then like having and then like I'm afraid. What if I do taste something? What if everything I know is a lie?
Just imagine you're like.
Or like, do my balls go like, do I taste it in my nuts or do I taste it in my mouth?
I guess they're nuts.
See, I don't want to. I don't even want to try.
I think it's just a bait.
I just have a jalapeno. Go for it.
Do you think it's bait, Blue, or do you think that's a real thing?
That's really easy bait.
Yeah, I think it's bait, too.
Well, everyone's saying, but, like, sign.
You and this goddamn mic.
It's a hate-hate relationship. Anyway, what were we talking about? Ham sandwich.
Oh, God, what were we talking about?
Balls have balls.
Right. Wow. I just heard this so much these past like 3 days. I just block it out of my fucking head at this point.
Their thing is like, but it's like the person that started this is like a scientist. And like they've been doing studies and they like showed this thing because they were studying like fertility or something and learned along the way, I guess, that balls have taste buds that can only taste umami or whatever and like really sweet. Or sweetness. Or
oh, something. Good thing it doesn't taste fucking salty shit, because then it would be awful to have balls.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, my balls have had taste buds. They would have tasted something by now. I mean, in the past 25 years, there's got to be something
that's
weird
like maybe
that
sweet
they've...
that's touched those things.
Yeah, something. Yeah,
but no, I'm not doing it. I've heard of it. Yes, I've heard of it, but I'm not even going to try to participate. Blue, do it and let us know.
Yeah, you have to be the... You'll take one for the team, right?
Yeah, you do it.
No.
But have you heard of that, though?
That's the easiest bait I've ever heard. Why would I?
So you think it's absolute bah humbug?
That's Coney 2012 levels of bait.
That's big bait. I remember watching that too, first time. I almost thought about donating.
I did.
Oh, you did?
I bought like the sticker. Oh, and I was like, I'm going to sticker this on the stop sign. Doing my part, man.
You're so hard, dude.
Yeah, doing my part.
It's incredible. Yeah, no, it didn't last very long, but I was like, wow, yeah, Coney. But yeah, it's this giant thing taking over TikTok.
All right, here's a question from Griffin. I think we might have answered this, but I don't know if we've done it on this episode. Because we've done like how we met, but I don't think we've done how the extended Dream Team members have all met each other.
Oh, that's the extended lore. That's in the extended universe.
So it's not canon, or is it canon?
It depends.
Okay.
It depends. Some people think EU is canon.
Okay.
But usually, not always, canonical. I forget how to say that.
Oh. Well, I don't think I brought anybody to the group. I think it was more so you two that brought everybody.
It was more so Blue. well, let's see. Okay. So I met Blue.
Yeah.
I'd already known you.
Mm-hmm.
We all met. And then who was the
It was
because
of PokeWatch.
It must have been Shark. Shark?
Well,
or...
somewhere in the Discord, we were playing.
I think my Ab may have came fourth or something like
that. So, I think it was Shark. I think Shark was first, because I remember we needed something. We needed like a fourth, and I was like, oh, Shark is on. Shark's hilarious. Let's get
Shark.
Shark's
tight.
He's a funny dude.
And then Ab... was probably, yeah, Ab was probably next, because, I mean, Ab, I just knew Ab, and he was always a chill dude.
The
and
only one that
Shark
I know...
Shark was hilarious, then Ab was hilarious, too, so yeah. I was like, all right, let's bring Ab in.
The only one I can confirm his lore is that, at least for me, the first time I met Bless is we did TTT with him, and his mic was trash.
Oh, it was so
his
bad.
His mic
and
was
then,
trash.
All I remember is Fruit wasn't sure if to call whether to call him Blessius or Blessius.
Oh yeah, I never knew. Well, because he wants Blesius.
Yes.
But I believe the way it's spelled is it would be pronounced Blesius.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why. I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
I
don't know where you had met Bless, because
I want to say Dork, like honestly, Shark.
I
Dork.
Remember Dork very well, how he came in.
Really?
It was a PokeWatch video. And I remember we really needed
we hadn't played with him before PokeWatch? I feel like we would have.
It might have been
like maybe custom.
It was one of two actually.
How old are PokeWatch?
It was either Dead by Daylight. No, it was Dead by Daylight actually.
PokeWatch videos are those kind of videos that feel like we did those yesterday, but they're like 4 years old.
Like 2017.
God, that's old.
I think it is Dead by Daylight. Or yeah. PokeWatch, or one of the two. I remember both Daylight. Those videos specifically because Dork said so little in those videos.
But people but like
little he them. Said, people were like, "Who is Dork? I love Dork."
Yeah,
get him on other videos, and I was like, "Oh, that makes."
But see, we talked to Dork before that though. Like, I don't remember the first time I'd like met or talked to Dork.
No,
or Ab or Shark. It just kind of all happened.
Yeah, it was kind of just like we were all.
I'm pretty sure
the
your first encounters with them were in videos, like really, like real, like actual, like first, like hey, like let's have a conversation type thing. I don't think you really.
I mean, yeah. I guess they just.
It's just so blurred at this point, like.
That to end because they all just came from Blue.
Uh-huh.
At first, it was like, oh, this is Blue's friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became like.
Yeah.
And then.
These are our friends now.
And then Datto.
Datto.
I met Datto at like the first E3 that we went to.
I met Datto.
Isn't Datto just from TT? I mean.
Well, I mean. I guess, yeah, the reason I just knew Datto, was because all the Bungie visits.
Yeah.
And the conventions. We just got to know each other and see each other and. That was pretty much that. Like, I remember the first time, I like officially met him. It was a Bungie visit, and we got there early, and we were like the only ones there. He's like, "Let me take you out to pizza, my man."
Mm-hmm.
So we get pizza, but like he did this whole like so like tell me everything about you.
Yeah.
So like goes like get to know your lore.
Yeah.
Because I think he did that with like you and Arios, right, Blue?
He does it for everybody. That's like his.
Really? I don't think I ever did that with Datto.
That's his rubric.
Well,
that's
like I guess
I'm not in with his, the squad.
His rubric. He's like, let me make a syllabus here.
Yeah.
Every time I talk to people, they're like, oh, did Datto do his thing with you? And I was like, what thing? He's like, yeah, he just sits down with you and he's like, so tell me everything about you. And I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, he did that thing with me.
And that was that. The pizza was pretty bad, unfortunately.
Oh.
Was
this like 2013?
That would be my senior year in high school.
Oh, so
freshman year of college.
15?
It would have been late 2015. Because the first visit was Taken King reveal stream to Bungie.
Yeah.
I think that was my first time. Was it my first time? Because I think so. Because, wait, it was House of Wolves. What came out after House of Wolves?
The Outbreak Prime, right?
Oh, House of Wolves was Taken King, yeah.
Yeah, so Taken King must have been next because I missed House of Wolves.
You didn't miss much.
And then Taken King, and then I think that's when I first met Datto. And then just from there, we just became friends. Bless, I met at the first PlayStation Experience, PSX, in Anaheim. Yeah. And
when was it? It's when Sparrow Racing League was happening because that's when they announced it.
Yeah. So that was probably like 2017.
Something like that. Maybe 2016, bro.
Maybe like December 2016 or something. I don't know. Wherever that was. And I'm trying to remember how I met Bless. I think it was we got in late. All the Destiny, Bungie people, they flew out. And then the next morning, like the DM or something was talking about, hey, we're going to grab IHOP real quick before we go to the convention. It's like right next to the hotel. I'm hungry, sure. So I go there. I want to say Datto was there too, but then a whole bunch of other Bungie people, but as well as Bless. And for some reason, I think we like sat next to each other, just started talking. And he was a really cool dude. Just really fun to talk to and hang out with. So we like chilled the whole convention and talked a whole bunch. And that's how I met him. And then I kept in touch with him after that. And Sonic was...
Blue's friend.
Blue's friend as well.
That Sonic was Blue and Datto's friend.
For sure. Yeah. And he's Ari's friend too. Like he's like part of the he's more so I am too than like Matt. Well, not really.
Sammy's the relatively new
Yeah.
We met.
Because he's been in videos before, but this is like the most, I mean, obviously the more recent ones where we like actually bring him in. That was more like.
Is Sammy on the tee?
No.
He would be on the tee now.
Yeah, he wouldn't.
Yeah.
That was. He was kind of like when we do like custom games and stuff. Like, get like Twisted and One Man and E-Bear. Yeah. It, like he was one of those at first. Then we played some more.
He's hilarious. Yeah. I love Sammy.
Funny dude. Oh, and then Arios. He's the, I guess, the OG-est.
Yeah, I guess. He's like the first.
Technically, yeah. Arios is there before all of us.
Yeah.
I met him. When was that?
High school, right?
I think freshman year of high school, we were playing Black Ops or something. And I met him through a friend. Like, I hopped in a party of another person's friend on 360, mm-hmm. and Arios was there. And I distinctly remember this. Totally forgot about this. At the time, I'd started my A Bowl of Fruit channel, my mm-hmm. very first one. And I forget what I'd done. I was making some sort of videos or something. But I've been talking to some dude on Steam that was, like, on some forum I visited. And he was just like, yo, I know C-Nanners. He's a good friend of mine.
And you stand C-Nanners.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, like that's so sick. And he was talking like, I think I might be able to get you like a shout out in the next respawn. And I was like, that'd be so sick. He's like, yeah, like he and I go back to high school or no middle school, like we met in middle school, all this kind of stuff. I'm like, this is so sick.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I might actually like talk or meet C-Nanners or like get a shout out. Can you imagine that? I was like, oh my God, this is gonna be so amazing. And talked to this guy for a couple days, but it was always kind of dodgy. And I was like, yo, like, have you told him anything yet? And I got contacted by somebody else on the forum. Like, yo, I don't know if you knew this, but like so-and-so is just like a catfisher.
Yeah, he's like baiting you.
Yeah, like he's like a serial liar and like all this kind of stuff. Like anything he's ever said to you is a lie. And hopefully you've told him like no personal stuff. It was a heartbreak.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that yet. And when I hopped into this party, I was talking to my friend about it. And I was like, yeah, I might get a shout out from like C-Nanners. And Arios goes, C-Nanners? I love that guy. Like, really? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I have a YouTube channel. He's like, oh yeah, me too. And then we just eventually the mutual friend had left the party and we stayed and just talked and played. And that was the start of the friendship.
Here we are now.
And then eventually, first pack south, Arios and I get to meet C-Nanners.
Yeah, it all came full circle.
It did. And then, after I met C-Nanners, I gave him an index card. I think I've told this story before. I gave him an index card because I approached him after his talk. I was like, hey, I need some advice, blah, blah, blah. I was like, yo, if you can just check out my channel. I was that guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I was like.
You got hustled, dude. Yeah. Like,
but I was like, I don't expect you to actually review anything. It or anything. Like, even just giving you a link and knowing you might see it, that's cool with me.
Yeah.
So I gave him to it, but on the back of the index card, it said, one day we're going to make a video with each other. Looking back, so cringe.
Looking back on it.
That's actually super creepy.
Is it cringe?
Kind of. Imagine it's pretty creepy. Imagine I'm at a con and some guy's like, yo, here. And just we're gonna make a video one day, and it's some random. I'm like, what? Like, I imagine C-Nanners saw that and just threw it away. Like, that was probably the end of that. But fast forward, like 4 years later,
you did make a video with him.
He messages me about making a video.
Oh,
and we made a video.
Did you tell him, like, hey, you have to one of these days if you ever see him again. But hey, man, I don't know if he's like, you're that kid. Like,
oh my God, but it's just so funny that, like. That actually happened because that's like that was so out of character for me too. Like that's not something I would have done.
Dude, Fruit was really high after he did that C-Nanners.
Oh my god,
with that group. Because like I think like literally the next day we do like a Pokewatch, and like we do our usual fucking around. But I mean sometimes we go a little too far, and I distinctly remember I do something that's a little over the top, and Fruit's like, bro, Blue, you better watch it, dude. If you don't start acting correct, like you, I know C-Nanners now, dude. Like you better.
I know people now. I'm in circles, bro.
I know people.
And then that was literally like right before he just like disappeared. But hey, I was in there.
Okay.
If you think about it, you were basically like one of the last people we ever collabed with.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Does he not release any content anymore?
For like 2 years now.
Really?
Almost, yeah. Didn't even put a farewell video either.
Wow.
I know.
Just kind of dipped the set, and he's like, I'm out of here.
He'd been slowing down his content for several years leading up to that, so.
But if you never say goodbye, then you've never left, you know?
Exactly. So you could always come back.
I'm 13, and this is deep.
That is actually pretty deep.
We're going to record a video together.
Okay, I don't know what this means, but it sounds like a good question. But you guys are going to have to explain to me what it means. This is from Derek. As fellow 90s babies, what do you feel like was a fever dream and turned out to be real? What does that mean?
Like,
well,
fever
we were all born
like
in the 90s.
Yes.
Okay.
What's a fever dream? Like, what you felt like was just a fever dream? What does that mean?
I know the idea, but if I might mess it up. I feel like I know what it is, but I'm going to look it up.
I think that was I didn't understand the question, but that means it's a good question. Because all the other ones are like, do you guys eat glue? Like, do you prefer Elmer's glue or Gorilla glue?
I looked up fever dream. And this is, temperature affects the way your brain works, and fevers can produce waking hallucinations of vivid... That's not what I was talking about.
I think what he probably means is, like, what do you think is real now that back then you thought would be, like, just so wild to even comprehend?
I think that's what it means, too. I think
a literal fever dream is like
I actually
literally
have
like
a
dream
one.
You have when you have a fever where like they're really fucking crazy and bizarre and make no sense.
I actually have one. I remember when I was like 5 or 6 and I was like, man, I love fast food. I was like, why can't fast food be delivered to me? And I was like, that is never going to happen ever. I was like, they can deliver pizza for whatever reason. But I can't get like McDonald's or like Burger King delivered to me.
You could have been cashing out, bro.
Well, I was like, that is just like something that is never going to happen ever. Like, I'm never going to see that in my dream because then like it takes all the franchises to agree to it. And then it takes like an independent person and there's too many things. And
that's what a 5-year-old's thinking.
Well, I just
the franchises and the business.
Thinking like that was possible. I was just like, it's never going to be able to. Deliver food
to
my
stocks
house.
I mean the Dow, it's probably
the Dow's on the up though, but no, I didn't think that was going to be a thing. Like the fact that I can DoorDash food to me every day. I prefer DoorDash, by the way. I don't know if you Uber Eats or DoorDash.
I have them all. I do not discriminate.
You don't discriminate.
Well, because they all have different things.
Oh really?
They don't have all the same.
So what is an example of one that
like Uber Eats would have Anthony's. Mm-hmm. But DoorDash will have like Canes.
I don't like it. You know what the problem with Canes is? The styrofoam box. It makes everything all moist and wet. Hate that.
Moist.
Yeah, it's gross. Mm. Do you have fever dreams? I guess your Pokemon stuff is kind of fever dream.
Me?
Or both of you?
I'm trying to think of like. Honestly, yeah, probably. For me, probably Pokemon is thinking back when I was a kid, I remember thinking as a kid, like, oh my God, like this is so sick. I kind of already knew as a kid, like where gaming was going. And I was like, oh, I mean, this is obviously going to, cause we were starting to get new consoles around the time, Pokemon like Gold and Silver had come out.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, even before then, like we had like the Game Boy Advance and like we started getting like more and more stuff and like the Sony's PlayStation and then the PS2 was coming out and
but Pokemon games are on handheld.
Yeah, but I mean just seeing where technology was going, like
yeah.
I was at an age where I was like technology was already like starting to like really ramp up. So I just remember thinking as a kid, I was like, oh my God, like imagine how cool Pokemon games are gonna be in the future.
Like Pokemon Go, like being like the kind of ultimate one.
And this is at this point, I played Red, Yellow, and Blue because I was so addicted to Pokemon. Like I loved Pokemon. I was like, give me the plushies, give me the.
I mean, you still do.
Fucking keychains, give me everything. I was like, I need more Pokemon life. And I just remember thinking, man, Pokemon would be amazing in the future. And it was around X and Y that I really like realized, like, oh my God,
this sucks.
No.
I realized.
Oh my god! I've been playing Pokemon since I was a kid. Oh my! This is like literally what I wanted because X and Y was when we got the 3D models.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god!
I had to go out and buy a.
I've been
2DS.
Waiting for this since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Did X and Y come out before Heart Gold and Soul Silver?
No.
No.
Wait.
Aren't those 3D sprites though? After.
No.
They're 2D. Not? Oh.
The Overworld was like a hybrid 2D, 3D. It was still 2D, but they kind of made
battle, like the movement.
Yeah. But I agree with Blue, like early on, like when I first played Pokemon Stadium, I was like, I wish Pokemon battles were like this
Stadium,
in the game.
Yes. That, yeah.
Yeah.
So they were like this in the game.
And now they're even better. But that's, I remember, it's like, man, imagine just playing like Red and Blue or whatever. And like, this is the battles. That'd be so sick.
Oh my God. And then we literally get the.
Yeah.
Pokemon Stadium 2 is a superior one.
Well, yeah.
That's a retweet.
The mini games on 2 were da bomb.
Yes.
But I think my favorite dream would probably just been like, I love video games so much. I was like, man, one day I wish I could just play video games.
Yeah.
Like, that's my job.
Very true. That's a really good fever dream.
And I guess I'm close enough to it. At first, it was like, I want to be a play tester.
Yeah.
Because that's like fun. That like, you get paid to play video games.
That was the only way you could kind of do that.
And then you realize what play testing is.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Miserable. You're not even playing games.
I would never want to do
like
that.
When you did, well, you know, you play tested for Anthem. You're in the credits.
Oh my.
You're in the credits.
That's probably literally what QA testers go through in other games, but they've brought content creators like, hey, so we
can
you
say how
QA
bad
tester.
It was now? Like,
probably. It was. Just... Okay, so they're like, this was. When did Anthem come out? Last year.
It came out last year. Yes. 100% came out last year.
Well, but 2018 technically. Like late 2018, right?
No, it came out 2019.
Oh. Did it?
Yes.
Anthem came out last year, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Anthem came out like February, dude. Like February-ish.
So I think they flew me out a year before that. It was like February 2018.
Mm-hmm.
They flew me out to Vancouver, EA headquarters for, I think, Anthem for the most part. And I'm like, oh, cool. We'll just get like early look, maybe get some gameplay. At that point, no one knew like anything about Anthem. They hadn't released anything.
And it had been announced for like 4 or 5 years at this point.
Well, no.
Well, like it had been like, we're working on this.
Since E3, when they're like.
It might be like E3 2015 that game was announced.
When they showed that cinematic.
Yes.
That didn't resemble anything. But the funny thing to know about that stuff too, like literally like at that time when they made that cinematic, they have like. Nothing. It's literally just a cinematic. They don't even have like anything working in game.
Engine.
They haven't even started on it. Yeah, it's pretty much here's a cinematic.
This is what it's
which is why
like.
You can never trust those.
They look sick though.
They do. But I go there and I'm like, oh, okay, cool, we'll do this stuff. It was literally like a QA summit for like 3 days. I don't even think I got paid either. Because at first I was just like, oh, cool.
Like
well, one, just... never been to Canada. Maybe I'll have some free time. Go around there. I knew like Datto, MTash, and a couple other people would be there. So I was like, cool, hang with some buds. And then I might get some exclusive gameplay and maybe it'll do well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that anymore. So I show up and next day we get in early, like 8 a.m.
That's really early.
Yeah. And they do like a quick tour of the thing, which they can't show us like anything. Because it's all behind closed doors. And then they're like, this is
a door where the people work behind. Where everything you want to see is.
And so then we go into like this conference room, giant conference room. It literally looked like a lecture hall from college. And you sit in seats. And then they like gave us packets. And they started a slideshow. And then it wasn't like, this is our game. This is, what do you think
like,
about this?
Mm-hmm.
What if we did this? We're thinking about this. Is this okay? Like literally, it's like a focus group. And I'm like, this is, when do we get a play? They're like, all right, a play session. I'm like, okay, finally, thank God. They have me testing the tutorial, which isn't even fleshed out. It was literally blocks, like no textures. The only thing textured, they only had the Colossus Titan working, and it was janky. I was the Colossus Titan. Everything else was blocks, untextured.
Like a gray palette?
Yep, untextured. And they're like, see if this makes sense. Or like, to like test this tutorial. And then when you finished, you'd have to go onto their site. They had surveys.
Uh-huh.
They're like, what did you think? Do this. You're like, you have to fill that out. Write like little essays about, well, this is feedback. All right. And then play it again.
All free, by the way.
Yeah. And then went on to.
How long does that take? That play session is how long?
I mean, the two tutorials and the survey is like 2 hours.
Jesus.
It's miserable. And not only that, like. The movement wasn't even like it literally felt like I was underwater. Like the controls were garbage. So it wasn't
Are you
even,
playing mouse keyboard or controller?
You can only play controller.
Ugh.
and janky controls. Like literally that's when I realized Anthem was going to fail. Like it was less than a year till the release and this is where they were. And the stuff they were asking us about, I was like, this is not something you should be asking now. You should have already known this.
Like everything.
This should have been figured out a while ago.
Yeah. It's like, what have you been doing since you announced that this was coming out?
Apparently nothing. And so just everything, it's just a buggy mess. Little to nothing around. We get to explore a little bit of the open world right outside of the original tower or whatever, which was so boring. Like go around. Oh, there's some things to shoot. Super unboring to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't even like make out enemies. There weren't any sound effects. The controls
are still janky.
Yeah, flying was literally a nightmare. I hated it. Like nothing was satisfying. There were no hit markers. There's no player like feedback. The UI was garbage. Like why am I here? Like what? Literally,
because you're like, I'm not capturing this clearly and showing. Yeah, and
everything was under NDA. Couldn't talk about it. And then what happened? Like that was like a day and a half of that.
So you're there for 3 days to do that.
Uh-huh. And then like third day was literally like 6 hours. It felt like in a conference, in a smaller conference room around a table with some of the devs. And they're just asking questions. We're giving feedback. I'm literally just sitting there like, kill me. Like, why am I here right now? Like,
oh man, that is so funny.
But you know what they call it? That's when they started the EA Game Changers.
Oh, is that what that is?
You want to be a game changer? Come do this stuff for free for us. Yeah. Oh my God.
Never be a game changer again?
No. Ridiculous.
And that's how we knew that Anthem was going to be bad.
And that's when Anthem was coming out. There's a reason. I still have not loaded it since the release. I got a free copy. I haven't played it all.
We played a little bit. We played like maybe an hour, 2 hours. It's probably the worst game of 2019.
We played the beta. Like, yeah. I played the beta and I was like, This is still as bad as I thought.
Blue, you played a lot more. You got to like the part that they purposely put in that game where it was like a roadblock, right? Where it like slowed your progress down and then you quit at that point, right?
No, I played way more than that.
Oh,
I probably put like almost 100 hours in Anthem.
Damn. I didn't know you grinded it that hard.
It's 100 hours.
I grinded it pretty hard. I got to the end game where literally it was 3 strikes from Destiny. I mean, to be fair, they were really cool because like the bosses at the end were pretty well designed. But
yeah,
like then right around the time I quit, because I still was kind of like fairly invested because I really liked the game. Like I really liked the flying was so satisfying. All the abilities were really cool. It wasn't until glitches started coming out where people were like, hey, so like there's this white assault rifle that has the highest DPS of all the guns in the game. And I'm just like,
and you literally start with it.
It's like, yeah, like imagine the Kavaz style was the best gun in Destiny.
And I saw, and people start like looking at the formulas and figuring it out. And they're like, yeah, so like all the formulas that calculate our damage are held together by WD-40. And at this point, none of our loot actually matters because all the early game stuff is actually better than our end game stuff that we have to grind for. And I'm just oh my God, I'm done with this game.
Are they still putting DLC out for Anthem? Like, does Anthem
doing something?
Does it have DLC?
I'm pretty sure they said they've stopped development on the game, but I think I'm pretty sure they still have a team that like does bug fixes and general.
God, those poor people.
Well,
they had this whole little like mini winter event thing that was going on, but it's literally like, so the map is snowy.
But they.
Sick.
They're talking about, though, like they invested so much that it's something, at least this was a headline I read a while ago, that like they're, even though like this one failed, they're committed to making it like a full standing franchise and blah blah blah. And I'm like, just let it die.
Yeah,
you messed up. BioWare tainted their reputation forever. Let's just move on with our lives.
Yeah. A lot of devs last year, really, I mean, even the year before, like Bethesda, BioWare.
What's worse, Anthem or Fallout 76?
Fallout 76.
Yeah. Oh, really? I give it to Anthem.
Well,
I say...
At least, like, if you grinded for a weapon, it wasn't, like, nullified by something that you get from the big... Like,
Anthem, it was... Anthem was definitely like the less complete game, no doubt. But Fallout 76 was like a mix of not being complete and
let me take your money while you do it.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, it's close.
They both have their cons. They don't really have
pros. As far as like industry wide effect, Fallout 76 easy.
Oh like, yeah, for sure.
All right, fine. I agree. Yeah, you're right. Fallout 76 was 2019.
But I mean, literally, I'd forget. Like, I don't remember with Anthem Watch. That's it too. It's like I just forgot about it. Like, I just
gone.
I don't even know. Yeah.
On to the next one. Well, on to the next podcast. Because we got to wrap it Dad, up here. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I know. I can't do an intro, but I can do an outro. Hey, Blue, where can people find you on the internet?
Well, guys, you can find me everywhere at Blue Weslow. I'm sorry. I just got really excited because in the DMs, Dado said he's downloading Temtem.
Oh, very tight.
Wait, we didn't get a talk about it. Damn.
All right, get your Temtem in.
No. We'll do that next episode.
I mean, we are at the end of it. It's already been an hour and a half. Right, if we like talk about Temtem, it'll be a 2-hour podcast.
Yeah, I'll talk about it next week.
Okay.
Because I'll probably have my playthrough done.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
go so watch
I haven't played enough of it to...
It's great. I love
to
it.
To give a great opinion. Thank Anyways, you can find me everywhere at Blue Weslow.
Twitch.tv/RobbieV, Instagram, Twitch, whatever, everywhere.
Mr. Fruit, if you want to watch the Temtem playthrough. Second channel called More Mr. Fruit. There you go.
Well, with that, well, we're out, chat.
Sorry, audio listeners.
Yeah.
We love you guys. We do. It's not.
We're trying. All
it's
right?
not us or you. It's us. It's us.
Yeah, it's not you. Babe. You're it's a pug. Me. You.
We're just an Omega lol.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Bye.